And in the middle, you put like caramel, but we call arequipe in
Oh.
Colombia, which is
Yeah.
like a milk, sweet milk, you know, like a
Yes.
caramel. But we call arequipe. Oh, Demian Housen loved this. Sometimes I bring arequipe to him here in Europe because when he came to Colombia, he used to eat it. Oh man, the guy can't stop it. It's so dangerous for him. It's so good. Unless I like it.
G'day, legends. Welcome back to the Pro Stream Podcast presented by Zwift Legends, episode 103. And our guest today is Esteban Chavez from EF Education Easy Post, the man that everybody loves, an endearing gentleman. And, you know, I think many of you listeners like me would have really grown up and followed Esteban from his days back at Green Edge, you know, the backstage passes. That's kind of where the world got to know Esteban and love him as well, particularly outside South America, where, of course, he'd be already naturally highly loved. But, you know, he kind of grew as an honorary Australian, didn't he? And I tell you what, everything that you've seen from Esteban online and the interviews and when he was, you know, in his really heyday, the 2016-2017 period, that is exactly what he is like. Really enjoyable chat. We talk about Colombian desserts. We talk about his love for cycling, his favorite races. What keeps him smiling all the time? Why is he so happy all the time? How? And a few funny stories as well, including a strange tattoo that he's got on his wrist. So you got to watch the YouTube one for that. It's a cracker. So big shout out to Catherine from EF Education Easy Post for setting this one up, and Esteban as well. He was so kind. And yeah, legends, you're gonna love this episode. So before we get stuck into this one, guys, of course, represented by the title sponsor for the third year now is Zwift. We love Zwift. They are backing us big time this year. We've got a big project in the works later in the year, which is going to be very exciting. So make sure you get on there, particularly if you're an Oceania-based human. Now that the winter's, you know, it's going to start to cool off and there's going to be water falling from the sky. Training plans can be interrupted, but they can carry on if you use Zwift. The training plans, the racing, the fondos, the unlocks, it's all there for you to use. You can do it in your own home. So super easy to use. So renew subscription now. Start thinking about it if you've already got one, or try the free trial if you've never tried Zwift before. I guarantee it. I guarantee you'll love it. Okay, legends, episode 103. It's Esteban Chavez. I'll see you on the other side.
How are you, brother?
Ah, very good. Yeah, very good, actually.
First, I want to tell you sorry because the last time I forgot the meeting, I forgot to put on the calendar, so we need to do it now. So sorry for that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Thank you.
No. I don't like do that stuff or that type of stuff. You know, like you guys do a lot of job, contact the team and put a meeting, and I don't like when the riders fuck her up, and I did that, so really sorry.
Oh, Esteban, I appreciate that, mate. I really do. Thank you. Thank you. That's great. No, that's no problem at all. Much appreciated. Esteban, have you ever been to the western side of Australia, Perth?
No, never. I've been in Adelaide. It's the
Yeah.
most to the west I've been, and in Queensland once.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
nice. We WA is so big, you can drive from the bottom essentially to the top of Western Australia, and it will take you 20 hours.
Wow, it's so big, eh?
It's crazy. It's crazy. What are you wearing there? What's your shirt say?
No, it's just the pajamas.
Oh.
It's
Oh, brilliant. Okay. I tell
just
you
the
what,
pajamas.
you need pajamas after the Tour of Alps because that looked cold.
Oh man, that is freezing. I hated the cold. Oh, I don't know. I need to be just a summer cyclist.
Look.
That was super. I hear or I wrote an article or Twitter or wherever. The stage three of the Tour de Alps was the freshest day of the season this year. In terms like we start 2 degrees and we finish like 1 degree. Like average is the coldest. Because some stages you go below zero, but you start like 10 or 11 degrees. But
Yeah.
for us, it's just 3 completely hours, super, super cold or crazy.
It is. Yeah, that's one of those. In fact, the last week in Europe has really sort of shown some of the conditions where you got to be tough. You know, these, you know, yourself and the rest of the pro cyclists out there are, those are the days where you got to be, yeah, really tough, hey.
Yeah, especially when you came for a winter which is not a really cold. We came for a winter which is like one of the hottest of the last decade
Yeah.
and became 1 week like that and it's brutal.
What are you starting with? So when you get out of the bus on that stage, how many, what are your layers when you're getting off the bus to start?
Wow. For example, myself, I put a under jersey by long sleeve, you know, until the elbow. I put a jersey, I put a Gillette, I put a Gava, I put another vest, and I put a rain jacket and a buff. And I
Oh,
put a Cappellino, and I
okay.
put that a Velotus now for the feet. I use neoprene gloves, but I take another gloves on the pocket, so I change in middle of the stage. But there's nothing else you can do, like arm warmers, leg warmers.
Yeah. And the more you put on, it's even harder to get into your pockets, isn't it? Like apart from the gloves, but when you get still
Yeah.
got so many layers on, you can't really get you're restricted with how far you
Yeah.
can reach behind.
It's Yeah, you need. What I do is I put the gels and the bars inside my body, you know, in the
Oh yeah.
jersey.
Up the yes, smart. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's easy to get it. Or sometimes I put in the shorts also, like there you put it and it's easy to take it. But even that is cold. It's crazy.
Yes. Well, anyway, moving on from the weather. Moving on from the weather, Tour of Alps, crazy, all the rest of them crazy. But I wanted to start with some Colombia chat, right? I want to talk about some of your favorite foods from Colombia. And now I had one of my best mates actually had just spent about a year in South America traveling around, and he would send me some photos of some of the foods he was getting into, which is really cool. But what would be some of your favorite desserts that would be available in Colombia or traditionally eaten? Because that's what I care about. I
Well,
care about desserts, Esteban.
we used to have a lot of desserts from the fruit because like you guys in Queensland, because it's Ecuador, we have a different fruits, you know? And in Colombia happened the same because it's Ecuador, we have lots of fruits and mostly of the desserts became from the fruits. And it's one I really like it. It's called Bocadillo and it's like a paste. When you go to the French restaurant, like they put you with the cheese, this paste red, you
Like
know?
a quince paste.
Yeah, more or less, but
Kind of like,
that one,
oh,
yes.
yeah, it's like a, it looks like a quince paste.
Exactly. So it's like a paste, but it's made it with a guayaba fruit. It's made from guayaba. Is
Oh,
this fruit
guava,
just
guava.
you
Guayaba.
guava? Yeah,
Yeah, guava.
exactly. This is from the Ecuador, and I used to growing up with that. So, we use like the dessert, but also when I growing up, I use like a bar. You
Yeah,
go
it
for
looks like,
train, and you
yeah.
put it in the pocket, and you eat it that. You can mix also with a fresh cheese, and it's
Ooh.
glorious, man. It's
It
a good combo. I really like it.
Yeah, it looks really good actually. It looks like a good riding food. Do they put coconut on it or something?
No.
Okay.
What is in the border is just sugar.
Ah, okay. Oh, it's nice. Like this one looks like it's
Yeah.
kind of got a layer of glitter
Exactly.
on it or something, or sugar.
And the package is pretty nice because it's the plantain, the tree plantain,
Yes.
the leaf is a plantain, you know, so
Oh,
it's a
wrapped in the
natural.
plantain leaf. I see that. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And always, like when someone came from Colombia to Europe, or even myself or my wife, we bring a lot of bocadillos here. I have here it as well. So this is a really good dessert from Colombia, super natural. And it's just remind me that childhood as well.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Okay. Bocca, yeah, look that up, everyone. Bocadillo looks delicious. I'll have to ask my friend if he's if he tasted it. That's nice.
Yeah, for sure. If he was in Colombia, they showed to him 100%.
Okay. What's the coffee like in Colombia? Because I imagine it's good because a lot of the coffee that we have in Australia is often from Colombia. I imagine it's very nice. And how do people usually, is it black coffee ordered mostly?
Yeah, we used to drink black coffee long, like American coffee, like when you go to a
Americano.
Australian coffee shop, you ask for Americano, no? So
Yep.
we used to drink like that. We don't used to drink like espresso. Unfortunately, the culture for drink coffee in Colombia is not that big
Yeah.
because the good stuff we pick go outside of the country, like for example, Australia, north of Europe, America, and we leave the not the really good stuff for the for us, you know. So
Interesting.
until when I growing up and I was in Europe and also the coffee culture started growing more, I understand that stuff. But at the beginning we just drink American coffee, but it's not a really good quality. But we
Right.
used to drink a lot, a lot. Now it's growing up and it's more coffee shops and it's more organic things and start growing up the culture. But back on the days, it's not that big. We produce a really good coffee, but we don't drink it. We export mostly.
Very interesting. Oh, very interesting. Okay. Well, that's a little bit sad, isn't it, in a way, that you don't even get the great stuff that's available and produced in the country, at least
Exactly.
in the past.
But
Okay.
is the way like mostly of the countries happen that except like in Europe, but for example, you know, the good oil from Spain,
Yes.
they used to have here, but also they export a lot.
Mm.
So that happened more or less in Colombia, the same effect because the good stuff go away and they pay more, you know,
I wonder if that's the
and they
same
appreciate
with
more.
tea as well, like Sri Lanka and
Yeah,
tea, places like
exactly.
that.
The places like that.
Wow. Okay. What about breakfast, Esteban? What's a typical breakfast food that you would have in Colombia, or just a general person would have?
Well, back in the days in America, we use a lot of corn.
Oh yeah.
So we have one thing called arepa instead of bread.
Ah, arepa.
So yeah, so we have the corn, we cook the corn and we do the flavor, and with that
Yep.
flavor we do the arepa. And normally we used to have that for brekkie.
Oh,
And now you
perfect.
can also have also for lunch or for dinner, and you know it's now different. Yes, it's
Yeah.
now it's also different type of corns, like sweet or salty, so you can mix with a cheese or with beef or pork or wherever you want. But normally we used to have that for brekkie. Just it's plain, and
Yeah.
you put some butter and you put some ham or cheese and go in oil with eggs, coffee, and this is the traditional coffee
Oh, man.
breakfast in Colombia. Now it's
Delicious.
like I told you, it's more international and it start arrive more bread and more from Europe and
Yes,
English
yes.
also breakfast or you know different stuff. But the normal what you have at the home when I grew up is arepa.
Wow, arepa. Okay, look that up, everyone. If you search, look it up. Search it on Google. How you think it would be spelt, and then just put Colombia at the end, and you'll see the pictures of it all. Oh yeah, looks awesome. It's
Yeah.
delicious. Delicious.
And Colombia also is a different cultures inside, like in Australia, you know, the people from Perth is completely different. The people from Sydney, not completely, but there
Well,
are
yeah, just
differences, you know.
faster. Yeah.
Exactly. And in Colombia happened the same. So it depends of the city of the or the place of the country are you have a different type of arepa as well because it's a different corns
Yes, very
for the
nice.
altitude, for the humidity, for different. So it's a different taste of arepas.
Wow. Okay. Oh, very cool. Esteban, on your team now with EF Easy Post, which is really exciting. After a great stint at with Green Edge and of what they're called now, I wanted to know what is it like being at EF Easy Post, and how would you describe the team's culture and energy from your experience there so far?
Yeah, it's really nice. They are really professionals. They enjoy a lot of the cycling and the job and the culture. We are really international, even if we are an
Yeah.
American brand. We
Yeah.
have a lot of Latin Americans as well, a lot of Europeans. And that is pretty cool because the DNA of the country or the DNA of the team is mixed for all the culture for different countries. So this is
Yes.
pretty nice.
Yeah.
So you learn different languages, you have a different environment from Italy, France, America, Australia, Colombia, Ecuador now. So it's pretty cool. It's a really, really good mix. The team is super organized. How do you say that in English? They are like a factory, you know, like. Or it's really organized, all the emails. You have a email for like it's not like a sport, it's like a you know normal business. So
Yes.
you have all the meetings for one platform and everything is about platforms and for the choice of the wheels and frames and they explain you everything like in that way, meetings. No, it's really well organized and helps me a lot for organize also myself. And it's pretty nice change of the environment. They are really close also to the Australian because the language,
Yeah.
but you can pick also the difference.
Yeah. By the way, your English is so good. It's very good.
Well, I'm a sponsor by a language company, so I can't avoid
That's
it.
right. It's show it should be. Of course.
It's working.
That's right. I need to work on that too. I need to get in touch with EF for my own French lessons, which I'm trying
Exactly.
and failing. It just reminded me, if you're talking about your teammates, I want to show you my picture. One of my friends is a cycling photographer. His name's Russ Ellis, or Cycling Images,
Okay.
which you can look up on Instagram, everyone. But that's Richie Carapaz.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's when he won the Giro. I think the TT sold
That is
it.
a cool one, eh?
Yeah, in the beautiful Giro leader's jersey. But
Yeah.
that win of Carapaz is one of my favorites. Just so cool, you know. He's a cool racer,
Yeah.
like yourself. He like attacking, exciting, you know, race with the passion. You just love it.
Exactly. With the heart, you know,
With the
like
heart,
with the gut, with the guts, you know, with the
with the
inside.
guts.
Yeah.
Now I ask this for most of my guests that come on TPR. Esteban is always interested in the kit that all the riders receive, and maybe for the riders, especially if you've been riding for a professional for a while, it might not seem as exciting. Oh, maybe it does, but for us fans, the kit and all the goodies that the riders receive at the start of the year is very interesting. And I remember I was watching Harry Sweeney's YouTube video at the start of this year. He made a video
Yeah.
where he pulled out all of his stuff that they received for the year, and he fit everything into his car. I don't know how he did that. He had like a mountain bike, he had his road bike, he had
Yeah.
luggage. It was something. But what is one of your favorite pieces of kit that you receive from one of your sponsors?
Well, I can't pick one. Like, it's so cool. Like, I'm doing this thing for 14 or 13 years already. And every time you arrive for the camp, and they gave you the suitcase, new bike, and you take out the jersey and you put on and you see yourself in the mirror. You're like, wow, this is cool, like the helmet and the glasses, and you ride the bike. So I can't pick one. I think that it's special, all the combo. And it's special after many years, more than a decade, I am still feeling same things inside when I receive it, like a kit, because you open the suitcase and you start just open package, like, this jersey, these pants, this arm warmer, this, that, this, that, this, that, and you start organize everything. And it's like, it's exciting. And I'm really happy I'm still having these feelings inside when I receive that. So I can't pick just one, it's all the combo.
Okay. Well, if I was you, I would be picking the POC sunglasses. I think they are very nice, especially the big chunky ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I like those. They look cool. I always liked the big chunky ones because Michael Valgren used to wear them all the time. He looks so cool in them.
Yeah, it's true. Also, Rigo, when they came, Rigo
Oh,
also used
yes.
the big one. And Rigo is a classic, but you need to wear these ones with that puck helmet as well, is the combo.
Yes, 100%. They work so well.
Exactly. They need to match.
Yes, they do. What about your season so far, Espen? I think the last two stage races you've done, you did Tour of Alps and then Azalea, I think before that, and a Spanish one.
Yeah,
And
Basque Country.
Basque Country. You've been quite consistent this year and close to a win as well on a few stages. But how would you rate your own performances so far this year?
Always you wish better, but always you need to be thankful as well. I really like the start in Colombia. We did at the Nationals, pretty nice, always the racing. In Colombia, Tour of Colombia was unbelievable, and we won a stage with Richard. And this is my climb, my home climb, like this is the climb where I started. And we did a really good show that day with the team, Cepeda, Rigo, Richard, myself. Oh, that was brilliant, man! How we attacking from the bottom, and that is pretty cool. And after I came with a lot of ambitions for Catalonia, Basque Country, and Alps. But like we talking at the beginning, the freezing came in the worst days for me, and that day for my GC in that days. But I was really close to hit a goal in Itzulia last stage, which is fabulous, is one of my favorites. And also the first day in Alps, which is both of them are really hot, humid, and people suffer, and it's the best days for me. But like you said, I was consistent, and that is important as well. And just we need to keep track on that way. It's super important to be healthy, super important to recover after that efforts. And like I told you, we always wish more, but always we need to be thankful as well. Nothing happened, no crash, no sickness. And now you see how dangerous it's this sport.
Okay. What is the next race that you'll be competing at?
The most beautiful one, the Giro.
Good memories there, Esteban.
Yeah, Italy for me is like a hard relationship, like Italy gave me the most beautiful moments of my career, but also gave me the hardest moments of my life. So it's that relationship I will back. It's pretty cool. I'm excited after. 19, I think, is my last part, last time in the Euro.
Oh, is it
When
that long?
Richard won, I think. Yeah. Crazy. Time flies.
I think, 2016. It was such a good year back then for you. Oh, yeah, the Giro is
Yeah.
beautiful. It just has from a viewer, from my perspective, is watching as a fan, the racing, the parkour always just seems like it's, I don't know, it just seems more exciting. You know, it's a little less, I don't know, it doesn't follow the same script like the Tour de France tends to. The Tour de France almost has its own script, might be different characters, but the script seems to be similar. But with the Giro, there's no script, you know, there's, yeah.
Yeah, Giro is cycling. The fans there, the routes, like you said, it's hard to have a prescription for that race because of the weather, because of the downhills, because it's too much climbing, because the routes are not really well done, because everything can change because it's Italy, and you know it's May, so it can snow as well, but can be super hot, and always is some story behind the Giro. It's particular, and this is why it's one for the three big tours is my favorite. It's pure cycling. It's like real cycling, you know, like it's not numbers, it's just grinta, like they say, like passion. It's awesome.
Now, great segue into my next question is talking about your some of your favorite moments of your career, and you have more to come. I know that. But you've had some great team moments in your career and also individual. And I wondered, what are some of the moments that you often think back to, you know, whilst you're training or maybe when you're on the bus just thinking, you know, do you think about any in particular?
I can't pick like just one or few. Like every moment is super special. We had really a lot of lucky in our life because we live really, really nice moments. Even the hard moments, when you go back and you see from perspective, they are special as well, and they make you the person you are. But this job is super special, and probably these times when you finish a stage and you go to the bus and you just relax yourself and you're in the shower and you're sharing all these things with your teammates, like, oh, how was, how do you feel? Oh, you see this guy, I attacked this moment, like, but everything, all the stress go out for the day. That is a special moment, and you make a good relationship with the staff in that moment, with the guys. It's pretty special. It's pretty special to be a professional athlete also. I'm enjoying lots now how the performance is growing up along of the season. And before I don't used to look that, but now everywhere you go, like one step in front, and that feels pretty nice because it's the traduction of the work you're doing, and I feel proud of that as well, and I'm enjoying all the process now, and it's pretty cool, like spoken different languages for me is pretty nice. Meet different people with a different culture. This is super special. Travel around the globe is pretty nice as well. You know, like you have a lot of memories, stories, and I just have 34 year old, and I live in a lot of things. It's a pretty special, and sometimes you don't stop for see that because you are in race mode or you're in training mode, and you see numbers and the Wahoo and the, you know, power meter, and like, and but if you have those 5 minutes for thinking what is going on in your life, it's like, man, we are so special, you know. If it's not for cycling or for sport, I can leave Colombia, and this is all the package. I can't pick just one thing.
No, well said. Definitely, you can tell it's not something that you're taking for granted either. That's fantastic. Esteban, I
Exactly.
just noticed as you lifted your arm there, you've got a, have you got a tattoo on your wrist?
Yes, I
What's
have a few of
the
tattoos.
story?
This is after we go that deep, we go to this shitty story, man. It's unbelievable.
It's just we go right to the deep end. Oh.
So I was at the school and I just put my name here, like Esteban Chavez Rubio, and I, you know, like in the school, super young, shitty tattoo. So when I grow up, I just put this and I'm poor. So it's a shitty story.
Oh, that's good. If you can't, you have to watch the YouTube one to see this, but it's just a band around the wrist. I was worried it was going to be something significant, like a something significant, but good story. That's good. That's good. Now, Esteban, Australian culture is the next topic, right? Now, many of I think a lot of your fans now all around the world and probably from outside Colombia in South America would have really generated from your time at Green Edge for what it was known back in the day, Jake Ulula now. Thanks to those awesome videos that Dan Jones created, and he's a great guy, Dan. So you were exposed violently to Australian culture. And I wondered, what was one of your favorite things about Australian culture when you were with an Australian team? Was there something that you liked? Was it the food or, well, I don't know, what do you think you liked about the culture?
No, I really feel really close to the Australian because they adopt me,
Yeah.
and we share a lot of similarities. Like we fly overseas or came to Europe and
Yes.
make our dream came true, you know?
Yeah.
And all the process is pretty hard because it's a different culture, different mix of. The Australians are really close between them because of that.
Yes.
And they adopt me, and I feel part of that as well. They adopt me in that moment. And they try to bring a lot of things from Australia to Europe, and they try to be together, you know, like, and this is pretty nice. And they are proud to be Australians, and they are proud to their rugby, they are proud to the Australian team. Australian football, and they bring balls and they explain that stuff, and it's, that is pretty nice for me to have that environment. And the also the Australians are all in whatever they do, or with the Australians they share, you know, like they say, okay, now we will train for this race, and man, the Australians are so focused for that, okay, train for this. Now we go for Paris. Man, the Australians not go to Paris, you know, like just Paris now. You know, like, okay, we go for holiday now. And whoa, the Australians go for holidays, all in. And these are pretty nice that for the Australians and the Australian culture. And I really like it. They are proud of the country. They are proud where they come from. They are strong. They are not weak people. They don't find excuses. They are also persons who say the things face to face, and I like that. You know, they don't go behind, and it's pretty nice from the Australians that, and I don't know if we can say that, but the Australians they don't they are not bullshit. They are just what it is, and I really appreciate that. I really like the meat pies, pretty good.
Very delicious.
Yeah, I learned to eat also Vegemite, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, Vegemite.
Yeah,
Yeah.
pretty much, pretty good.
But when you got a meat
Yeah.
pie, Esteban, just meat, or would you get like a, there's steak and cheese, there's all sorts.
Everything with the sauce and it's a cool egg.
Especially at TDU, if you were there, I'm sure you got to sample every pie available. Yeah.
Exactly. No, but it's nice. It's nice.
That's
All
great.
the Australian culture, and I feel really close to them, and I'm pretty grateful they adopt me in
Yeah,
that way.
you had a really special relationship with Neil Stevens, right? He was a big part of your
Yeah.
early career. Do you still speak with him now? You're on different sort of teams now, but you still stay in touch?
Yeah, lots actually. He's
Oh,
like I'm
cool.
my mentor here in Europe, and yeah, pretty nice person.
Yeah.
He'll teach me a lot, and I was like his little project in the team,
Yeah.
and works really well.
Yeah.
And he tried to teach me everything he learned during his career, like a professional and also like a director. Nice person. The family is pretty good, and sometimes. When I was in Bucks country, because I used to go a lot of to the Basque Country. I pick one or 2 days to go to his house, and we share lunch or dinner. No, we're pretty close.
Nice. Oh, that's really nice. Okay, Esteban, last couple of questions for you. Now, I've actually got one from one of our supporters, one of our Patreon supporters, actually. $5 a month if you want to support us here at TPR. Jared Anderson, he says, first of all, he thinks you've got to be the happiest guy on two wheels. And he says, what keeps you smiling, Esteban, despite all the adversity that you've faced, on the bike and off the bike with injuries and form and illness as well a couple of years ago? What keeps you smiling and happy, Esteban?
Well, first, I don't smile and are happy all the time. I also cry and upset sometimes, like every human being,
Yeah.
But I'm always a fighter and a resilient guy. And what works for me lots is seeing the things for a perspective or different perspective. Because sometimes when you have a problem and you just be focused in the problem and in the moment, you go to that zone, like really dark, and you hurt yourself even more. And we are the worst enemy to ourselves. But if you can have the passion to see everything a little bit from perspective and see more clarity, that helps you a lot, and that will bring you a smile because you have family, you have friends. Because you can walk, because you know people, because you are in a special situation 100%. So that just brings you a smile, and also gave me strength for keep working and doing what I'm doing or what I'm looking for.
Wow. Well said. Okay. Quick Q&A. Do you prefer Esteban one day racing or stage racing?
It's stage racing.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. Now this one, I actually wrote this down last week, but I've forgotten what they are. You choose one of these two. Which you prefer? And you also have to tell me and everyone else what they are because I've forgotten. Arbor Jardos or Blaeus. I don't know what they are.
So our rajados is a special meat for the north of Colombia, and they are a bit of salty. Like we don't used to eat that much in the interior of the country, but we used to eat a lot of obleas, which is delicious, man. So obleas is like two big cookies, like really thin but really big, and in the middle you put like caramel, but we call arequipe in
Ooh.
Colombia, which is
Yeah.
like a milk, sweet milk, like a
Yes.
caramel. But we call arequipe. Oh, Demian Housen loved this. Sometimes I bring arequipe to him here in Europe because when he came to Colombia, he used to eat it. Oh man, the guy can't stop it. It's so dangerous for him. It's so good. Obleas, I like it.
Looking at them now, they look outstanding. It's like a wafer, almost like a wafer. With
Yes.
a deep, naughty caramel in the middle.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay, look it up. Oblayers. Okay. Oh, that's delicious. Could you, this might be hard for you, but if you had to pick a Colombian rider to join your team, who would it be?
That is a hard question. It's like what you said to your parents, like, which one is your favorite kid? He will say, I love every of them, Like, I love for the same. Is that true?
You've already got Rego, so
The parents have one favorite always, but they never say it.
yeah.
So this is a tricky question for me. So I think I will be happy with every Colombian in my team.
Good answer. Good answer. I often get in trouble at home because I pick I have a favorite cat. We've got two cats. One's called Mr. Earl, or otherwise
Okay.
known as the Big Mamba, because he's a large unit. He's big, and then the other
Okay.
cat is called Greg Van Avermaet.
Ooh.
Yeah, named after, of course, the champion, or the other way around,
Yeah.
actually. But
Mm.
Greg's a little bit younger and he's a bit annoying sometimes. And
Yeah.
Earl, he's just very chill, you know. In fact, usually he's sitting there, but he's not on screen at the moment. So,
Okay.
Greg, if you're listening, which you might one day, you might tune in. I'd like you just as much as Earl.
Okay.
Next question. What's your do you have, and maybe outside of home, outside of your home back in Colombia, do you have a favorite place that you travel to in the off season? Or maybe somewhere you'd like to go that you haven't been?
Wow,
Outside of place.
we're talking with my wife to go a lot of places, you know, like the bucket list is getting longer and longer. I think my life is not enough to go to all the places. But always in one part of the year, we used to go to San Sebastian. We're there. And it's one place we really like it. We love it. And yeah, in that part of the world, we feel really, really happier now. And yeah, one or two times of the year, we went there and just chilled, and pretty nice place to go.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. Well, Esman, that's all I have for you. I've actually got a lot more, but I don't want to take more time up. It was so good to chat. It was so nice.
No, man, thank you very much for the opportunity. Really good chat. I hope all the listeners really like the interview. And yeah, hopefully we can do this more often.
Legends, that's another episode of the Pro Stream Podcast done and dusted. Big thank you to Esteban, the great man, for coming on the pod. We'll definitely chat with him again another time, maybe at TDU next year. We'll see if he's there. And a big shout out to you guys. Big shout out to the listeners. Thank you for listening every week to every episode. Much appreciated. And I love when you guys tell me that you've enjoyed the episode. Really motivating for me. And big shout out to Zwift, the Patreon supporters, $5 a month if you want to do that. Get on there through the links on the Instagram. And otherwise, if you know someone who will enjoy this episode, share it with them. Tell them about the TPR Cycling Podcast. Okay, legends, I'll see you next week for 104.